We have some good news to share, Steve. We know that your annual boys mentoring camp kicks off next weekend just outside of Atlanta, but we want to commend you on your partnership with Bethany Christian Services. Now, last month, the month of May, was Foster Care Awareness Month. And in honor of that, you teamed up with Bethany Christian Services to bring 30 boys from foster care to this year's mentoring camp.
Hey, yes. Steve, hard to get back. Man.
That is wonderful, Steve. It really is. And just a little background on Bethany Christian Services. Since 1944, Bethany has grown and developed into the premier adoption agency and social services agency that serves and supports expectant parents, foster families, individuals, and families in need of counseling. So, Steve, I got to ask you this. Why do you mentor and why is this so important to you? And again, congratulations on
it's,
your
It's all about changing boys' lives. It's all about taking a young man who doesn't have an active father in his life and giving him some type of real male role model leadership that they can look up to, that they can call, that they can text, that they can have some communication with to help answer some of the questions that the mothers don't have answers to. Mm-hmm. It's just helping these single mom raise these boys, and the program is hugely successful.
Yeah.
And I want to thank the Bethany program for foster kids, for bringing these boys down. You know, we're going to do our level best with them. And, you know, it's like it's so much happens. I've got a great story coming up this mentoring camp. The closing remarks are going to be the minister that's preaching the sermon was a boy that was at my camp 8 years ago.
Wow.
What?
He
wow.
got his calling to the ministry while he was at camp.
Really?
Wow, he came up to me at Richard and Tina, Tina's Saturday, and came to that thing and walked up to me, him and his mother, and said, "You don't know, you changed my son's life."
Wow.
He got his call into the ministry 8 years ago. He's preaching the closing sermon next Sunday at the boys' camp on Father's Day.
Congratulations.
That is awesome.
That's great, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so many lives, man, that we've changed. You know, that's what I'm really about. You know, people, you know, look, whatever you want to say, what I'm really committed to, it's a work that has to speak for itself. I'm not one to toot my horn. I'm just going to say this. My work should speak for itself. Because I put it in when it comes to these boys and these girls.
You do. And you've been doing it for a long time, since I've known you.
A long time.
And listen, if you want more information, you can go to SteveAndMarjorieHarveyFoundation.org. SteveAndMarjorieHarveyFoundation.org. Yep. And congratulations, Steve. And thank you, because you have your own children. These aren't even your boys. And
no.
I just love the fact that you care so much.
But, man,
you know?
I look so forward to this week coming up.
Yes, you do.
Next
you
week
do,
is going to be
Steve.
Great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be down there with these boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be getting with them, man. We're going to have a good time. Look, there's always a couple problems when we get there.
Yeah.
Some boys just don't want to be there. My mama made me come. I don't want this.
Yeah.
Y'all need to quit talking
to
me. Y'all can't tell me nothing. You ain't my daddy. Well, I got I ain't your daddy, but where you at, though? You know, don't strain me out and I'm trying to help. You ain't my daddy. Okay, I got I ain't your daddy, but where you at, though?
And you always have some great stories when you come back to tell us.
Man. It's sitting around.
Funny ones, profound ones.
Yes.
We're on an emotional roller coaster. We cry, we laugh,
all of that.
Sitting around that campfire, cooking, barbecuing.
Yeah, but this is going to be great. You and Bethany Christian Services and the mentoring that you do, this is going to be great. Thank you. Tommy, what are you laughing about?
I'm thinking about that lady at that camp. What happened, Steve?
Oh, that's our all-time favorite story. Yeah.
What happened, Steve?
Some stories we can't
tell. All right, listen. Yeah, that one
what
can't
was the boy
share.
Name?
No, we can't. Coming up, more music, more fun on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We'll be back at 20 minutes after, right after this.